From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton scored major victories Tuesday in the latest round of U.S. presidential primaries. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more.
Donald Trump moved another step closer to the Republican Party's presidential nomination with a clean sweep of the five primaries on Tuesday, capturing the lion's share of the 172 Republican delegates at stake.
But we're going to have our country back. We're going to make America great again. And I just want to tell you, for the five states, I am so honored. This was, to me, our biggest night because it shows such diversity.
Trump said he now considers himself the presumptive Republican nominee. In the Democratic race, frontrunner Hillary Clinton scored major victories in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Connecticut, and Delaware, another step toward nailing down her party's presidential nomination. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Nearly 6 months after the Paris attacks, top surviving suspect Salah Abdeslam appeared at a courthouse in the French capital just hours after his extradition from Belgium. A 26-year-old Frenchman who lived in Brussels, Abdeslam had been on the run since the November 13th bombings and shootings around Paris. He was caught last month, just days before the March 22nd Brussels bombings that appear closely tied to those in Paris. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for both attacks. Abdeslam was to appear Wednesday before investigating magistrates in Paris. Abdeslam is believed to have played a key logistical role in the Paris attacks. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces renewed their offensive toward the Islamic State stronghold of Mosul on Wednesday, pushing their way into villages on the southeastern outskirts of the city, under cover of heavy coalition airstrikes. The offensive had stalled out for several weeks after Iraqi forces met stiff resistance after managing to retake just three out of an original target of eight villages from Islamic State fighters. People fleeing those villages said IS had built tunnels under the area to hide in and attack Iraqi forces at night, and had also used suicide bombers to keep the Iraqi military at bay. Afghanistan's Taliban has confirmed it has sent a high-level delegation to Islamabad for talks with Pakistani officials, saying it hopes the visit will have fruitful results and be in the interest of both countries. A spokesman for the Islamist insurgency told VOA on Wednesday the Taliban delegation has traveled from its political office in Qatar to hold the discussions in the light of close relations, long border and commercial transactions between the two neighboring countries. The United States is urging Ukraine to start jailing corrupt officials after months of political turmoil that has delayed billions of dollars in foreign loans. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs Victoria Nuland said in Kiev Wednesday that she was encouraged by the commitment to continuing and accelerating reforms, particularly judicial reform.
Overall, I go home encouraged by the commitment of all the political forces to continuing and accelerating reform, economic reform, anti-corruption reform, and particularly judicial reform. It's time to start locking up people who have ripped off the Ukrainian population for too long, and it's time to irradiate the cancer of corruption.
Nuland called for greater political unity, saying Ukraine must stay the course with a $17.5 billion bailout program from the International Monetary Fund, the $1.7 billion third installment of which has been delayed since last October. A Washington watchdog group concludes freedom of the press declined across the globe last year to its lowest point in more than a decade. Freedom House said in a new report Wednesday that only one in seven people across the globe live in countries where coverage of political news is robust. Former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert has been sentenced to 15 months in prison in a case involving hush money paid to one of at least four former students he allegedly sexually abused decades ago. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.